Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in the chanting of the holy name, it is more important for one to give up the desire for health or wealth or sons or name, fame, adoration, distinction and such things. More than the importance that is laid on the pronunciation while chanting the holy name. Which means, even if one is unable to pronounce the holy name properly, that mispronunciation is tolerated by the Lord very easily in comparison to a person who is chanting the holy name superficially but harboring multiple types of material desires in his heart. And he says, such material desires in the heart could be even more tolerated than one who is committing offenses, all these 10 offenses against the holy name. Of course, the 10th offense talks about maintaining material inclination while chanting the holy name. But still, the chanting that is done in Nama Bhasa is called as a Samanya Nama. Whereas the chanting that is done with Aparadha Nama, the deficiency is considered Brihat, he says. Brihat means it's a very great impediment in approaching Krishna swiftly. Which means anyone who is chanting the holy name should very much bother about the quality of utterance of the holy name and one's attitude towards the material things as well as towards the holy name. And he says, without paying due attention to these things, the holy name will take a very long time to produce its desired effect. Although the holy name is extremely powerful, so one should at least elevate oneself from the Aparadha Nama to the stage of Nama Bhas in order to reap even some benefits of the holy name. So in that connection he says, even if one utters the holy name with the longing to attain Krishna, or even if one thinks in the mind the holy name while maintaining a longing to attain Krishna, one is purified million times more than a person who is superficially chanting while harboring material goals. So this goes to show how powerful is the holy name. Even a momentary utterance of a holy name with the desire to attain Krishna, he says, is million times more powerful than a long-wounded chanting of the holy name harboring material desires in one's heart. So, when I was recently reading the Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur talking about the Nama Tattva, he is telling some of the most important things about the holy name. Just like he says, Sadashiva, Lord Shiva, and Lord Krishna, in one sense they have no difference. They are the same person. Krishna's expansion is Sadashiva. At the same time, one should not think of the names of Sadashiva to be equal to that of the names of Lord Krishna, he says. Which means one should always know the position of Shiva as the servant of Krishna, as the supreme servant of Krishna. If somebody considers Shiva to be independent, he is considered offensive. If somebody at the same time considers Shiva is not independent but Shiva is equal to Krishna, then also it is offensive. So, in this way, the offenses are in a very detailed manner explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani as well as in Jaiva Dharma. So, he says that in the progress towards the holy name, one has to very carefully and cautiously understand the meaning of these offenses and diligently avoid them if one wants to make progress. Otherwise, mindless endeavor in chanting of the holy name will not yield any tangible progress in approaching the pure name. Because everybody knows the pure name is the goal which can awaken Krishna Prem. Nothing short of that will awaken Krishna Prem. But in approaching the pure name, one has to know these differences. Sometimes one may unduly emphasize on a principle which is not as important as another principle. Like the pronunciation of the holy name is not as important as giving up material desires. So one has to more endeavor to give up material desires than emphasizing too overly on the pronunciation of the holy name, he says. So in this way, there is a lower principle, there is a higher principle while approaching the holy name, and the sadhaka has to make an effort to understand these subtleties in order to be able to exactly please Krishna the way he wants us to please while approaching the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees or portion of one tree.